Robots can do a lot of stuff, but they can't always reflect on how well they're doing those things. To solve this problem, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University are creating self-assessing robots. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis has the story for this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report.
Baxter is a 6-foot-tall, 2-armed robot. He's trying to find a specific box of cereal out of a bag of groceries. This is easy for people. For robots, not so much.
Because it's hard, this gives us a nice platform for testing sophisticated strategies for telling when the robot is doing well and when it's failing.
That's CMU roboticist Henny Edmoni, who's working on a 5-year project with a team that includes researchers across the country. The goal is for the robot to reflect on and communicate how well it was able to find that box of cereal or whatever it's searching for that day. Edmoni's teammate, CMU's Aaron Steinfeld, says the robot could use its powers of self-assessment to predict how well it could do a new task.
You then want to have explanation, which is the next kind of layer, which is, I don't have the right hands to do this task if you're a robot.
The U.S. Office of Naval Research is sponsoring the project. Eventually, they'll send robots like Baxter to perform tasks such as submarine repairs in locations unsafe for humans. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.